Welcome in, latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Bratton. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters. And there he is, everybody's favorite cousin, Cousin Shane. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
I'll tell you, we were just talking off air. Yep. We got a playoff reveal coming up. I don't think we're going to be able to watch it.
I know. I refuse to do Hulu. I refuse to pay for it. I'm one of those. I'm like, you're forcing me to do something. And then when we're all in this boat, they're going to raise the prices. I just feel it coming.
Right.
Oh, I'm already paying for my papaw, you know?
I'm paying for like three services, and only one of them actually gives me the games.
I know. A lot of people watched the basketball games yesterday on the YouTube. You know, they're under the section highlights, but they're the full game. So shout out, cuz, for helping us out there. But I'm right there with you. And honestly, the reveal doesn't feel as nice now that I know Tennessee's not going to be out there.
That's true. But you know who's always there to reveal some awesomeness?
Brian Jordan.
We appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, cuz.
He gifted a membership, as did the legend. But I want to shout out Brian because he got here first.
Yeah.
He beat the legend JR. But Brian, he gifted
Joshua Willis. Joshua,
welcome to the family. Sounds like a popular R&B artist, right? If you guys listen to the new Brian Jordan that came out this weekend.
Well, I know if JR had a song, we'd be listening to it.
Hell yeah, we would.
Cousin JR has done it again.
Thank you, cuz.
He gifted Tyler Null.
Tyler, welcome to the family.
Can't watch YouTube. Might as well watch JR stream, right?
JR, will you stream the playoff reveal so we can all watch it? You know what?
Yes, absolutely. Share the link.
Well, guess what, buddy?
What?
I'm called this week. You know, every week I get a name, right?
Yes.
Trap game weekend.
Come on, buddy. We got A&M undefeated. Number three, hell, they may be number one in the playoff reveal here coming up. A&M at Missouri. That, to me, trap game.
LSU, interim coach, fired Brian Kelly at Alabama. Again, monumental task, but, hey, DeBoring, he struggles because he's on ranked teams. Yeah. We don't know what we're getting out of an interim. That's a trap game in my mind. Georgia, mighty Georgia, number five at Mississippi State, buddy, them cowbells be ringing early game. State just won their first game. Trap game. Florida at Kentucky. Florida's favorite. Trap game, I think, coming off a rivalry against Georgia. Auburn, we all know, dismissed old Hugh Freeze, thank goodness. But they couldn't beat Vanderbilt and Diego Pavia under Freeze, so I think it makes them dangerous now. It's like dropping dead weight.
Yep.
The only one that's not is Citadel. I can't spin that as a trap.
Even Ole Miss will make that one interesting, you know? Washington State the hell out of that game. No, I feel like this one here, you know, we felt like separation was coming, but now it's like you can't afford mistakes. There's a lot of teams that just can't afford it. Their back's against the wall. They've lost the two games, you know, or maybe they lost one and they're looking at another one down the road that they can't afford to lose, you know. So I'm looking forward to it. Absolutely. I hope YouTube gets their shit together by Saturday. I don't think they will, but I hope so.
Well, when you talk about something you can't afford.
Yeah.
There's a lot out there, right?
Yes.
But what you can't afford is to start up a new account at MyBookie. Go check them out. Presenting sponsor of the show, MyBookie.ag is a website. Put in that promo code SEC. They'll give you an initial deposit bonus here, a special. It's called a buyback of up to $500. Like, let's say you put in $50 in a new account over at MyBookie, and you lose that because you listen to Cousin Shane when it comes to predictions. If you lose that money, they'll give you that money right back with this buyback bonus. And heck, if you don't, let's say you win your bet, you can cash out, you're free and clear.
You can get whatever streaming service you want at that point. Take your wife out to a fancy steak dinner on us. Thank you.
Yeah, or even better, Shade, serve yourself. Treat yourself to some Tennessee legend. To hell with the missus. Get you something you really want. You know what?
That's right. And if you're in the Sevierville, I feel like everybody's here. I mean, I've been in the traffic all weekend long. I feel like everybody's up in Sevierville. Be sure to stop off and see our friends over at Tennessee Legend Distillery. Not only can you do some tastings, but you can buy some bottles and get a discount, a hefty discount, if you mention your cousin. And if you don't have it on your shelf, be sure to let your local distributor know. Say, hey, we got to get this down here. They'll call up Tennessee Legend. They'll have it sent that way. And be sure to take a picture of you by that bottle whenever it happens.
Are the leaves changing colors or something? Is that why everyone's up there?
Yeah, the leaf lickers. The leaf lickers are in here, Mike. Torons, we like to call them. Just kidding. They keep the company. They keep the economy rolling over here in East Tennessee. I appreciate everybody coming up.
Yeah.
And you need to. It was absolutely gorgeous. Went golfing the other day in memory of Hugh Freeze, and it was a little cold, and I was out there, and there was a shot of the mountains, and it was one of those. It was kind of a dark, cloudy day because everyone's sad that Hugh Freeze is no longer in the SEC, but the light was coming through, and it was hitting some of those leaves, man. It was absolutely gorgeous. Sometimes you take it for granted when you live up here.
Oh, well, maybe you shouldn't.
No,
I've never taken it for granted. I don't know why you'd say that.
I do. I see it every day. I see the mountains every day. And then, you know, somebody said, you should do this. You ever went to California and see them deserts out there? Oh, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. But when you come from the Smoky Mountains, nah, it is not. Everything looks dead. And I've never seen anything. Now, I will say the sunsets were pretty cool, and the longer you're out there, the kind of the cooler it looks. But when you're nestled up against the Smoky Mountains, it's hard to appreciate, you know, when there is no green around.
Right.
I know you like the desert. That's a little dig at you.
You know where they're going to need a lot of green, Shane?
Where's that?
Speaking of Hugh Freeze, they're going to need it on the plains to attract them. I know this is a great job here, right? Yeah. But we got coaching odds at Old Auburn, Shane. And again, do these really have any significance? I seriously question it. But they are entertaining. Yes. And old Kenny, whatever his name is, Dilly is what we should be calling him over there. Arizona State led them to the playoff. He's the current odds-on favorite for whatever that's worth to be the new Auburn coach. What's your thoughts on old Dilly to the Plains?
You know, come on. At this point, I need somebody to root against. No, I'm joking.
You don't like old Dilly?
I don't know, man. There's just something in his annoying voice that just drives me up the wall. And I could see him complaining every Saturday about something. But
now I feel like you have shared clips with him and said this is a good man and a good coach. Now you're going against that.
I know. I don't know. Maybe it was the whole whining part, you know. I just when he was complaining about going to Mississippi and there not being any fine dining around there and no hotels 300 miles away, you know. That's what got me a little bit off the dilly-dilly wagon here.
Well, if you're Auburn's coach talking shit to Mississippi State, I think that's part of the job requirement.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good way of looking at it right there, Mike. Maybe I'll come around to it. I think he should. You know, honestly, the more this is what you do, Mike. You sell me. You try to get me in, and I'm like, I'm out, and then now I'm back in. I feel like this is a guy that helps turn programs around. He's a player's coach. The people love him. So I think if you're looking for a guy that can help keep some of the current roster you have, you know, out of all these names, this is one that I think could warm up to the players quickly.
Yeah, and then there's some interesting names here, Shane. Now, I don't think any of these guys in particular are going to get the job.
Yeah.
But if I narrow it down to Jimbo Fisher, again, I don't know why Jimbo's on any of these damn lists. Jimbo Fisher, Gus Malzahn, I mean, what a joke because he was there. Gus Malzahn, Dan Mullen, just those three.
Yeah.
Which one is the best fit, you think, for Auburn? Jimbo, Gus, as you call him, or Dan Mullen?
You know, it's funny. I see a lot of people wanting Gus to come back. So I would not say, I mean, he had a shot. I'd go Dan Mullen. I'd go Dan Mullen just because Auburn can recruit, right? And if the players are there, Dan can get them there. I mean, Florida would love, I think there are several seasons the last couple of years that Florida loved to have Dan Mullen back. So, yeah, give me Dan in that scenario.
Emily says, I feel like if it's Jimbo, somebody lost a bet. All right, how about the guys that are on here that are active SEC coaches? Drake.
Yeah.
Clark Lee. I guess that's it. But Glenn Schumann, the Georgia defensive coordinator. Which one do you think makes the most sense for Auburn?
For Auburn, I would say maybe Drink. Coach Lee, I feel like he's created something there, but he is a Nashville guy, right? Played there at Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
So it'd be tough for me, but if you want to grow, do you want to stay in Nashville with Vanderbilt? I mean, great. They've had wonderful two seasons, but is this something that can continue? I mean, are they going to have a Pavia in the pipeline? Yeah, I would probably say Drink out of the two, though, you know, if I'm being realistic here.
Okay, and then last one I got here. How about for these G5 coaches that are on the list? John Sumrall, God's gift to football, according to me. Ryan Satterfield, Memphis. He's done a really good job, beat Arkansas this year. Let's leave Mullen off because we already kind of hit on him. And then Alex Golish, your God's gift to football. Which G5 makes the most sense for Auburn?
Makes the most sense? I think John Sumrall. What would be awesome is Alex Golish. And I just think awesome because I feel like, man, if you gave him that roster right now, you think there's no offense on Auburn? To go from Hugh Freeze abysmal offense to Alex Golish, you're gonna be high as a kite. You don't care if you get 7 wins, you know, you got 40 points a game doing it. So I feel like that would be the ultimate hire for Auburn fans, because trust me, man, I know people are pissed off about Hopple up here for some reason, which is stupid, but you think about Derek Dooley and Jeremy Pruitt and the 20 point games over and over again, to go from that to 40 points, high 30. It's like, I love offense, man. So give me some of that Golish.
How about this comment from Arizona Sooner fan? He wants you, Cousin Shane, to be coach.
Yes.
He wants me to be the AD.
Yeah.
And then I can fire your ass after week two.
What if we start some coup to get you out of here, you know?
Hey, that buyout life, it's got to be good. You know what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Which coach right now is enjoying it the most?
The buyout life. I mean, I would have thought Jimbo, but he keeps trying to get in for some reason.
Is it one of those, like, after you stayed home for so long, you got to do something, you know, kind of deal? Because I feel like, what's his name down there in Louisiana was the same way. Drink.
Coach O?
Coach O, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was, I mean, he loved it. At the beach, running all the time. Now he's
but
like,
even he's trying to get back in there.
I know. He's got that itch. Wants to get back in, so... Nick Saban's been out of it a while. I mean, I saw him the other day getting a birthday cake, and his wife told him to straighten up, and he had to get up. And I was like, damn, if it's like that all the time, maybe he should get back in coaching.
Well, yeah, speaking of someone who's getting after it, Shane.
Yeah.
How about all day, Trey? He gifted Edward Rand. Edward,
welcome to the family. Thank you, Trey.
And then Sheehan gifted five.
Shit. Damn. Come on. That's five in Sweden.
Shout out Reality Wellness, Chris Dickens, cool name. Balicio, I hope I got that right. Jacob, Tony, DC for L, and Chad Gibson. You've all been gifted.
Welcome to the family.
And not to be outdone. He says, we're not on trap game alert. I think they are.
Staying up. Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Stephen Up. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Thank you, Stephen Up.
High Tide. Philip Moore. Philip,
welcome to the family.
All right, Shane.
Yes.
You ready to get into these previews here?
Yes, absolutely.
I think game of the week in the SEC, you let me know if I'm wrong. I think it's old A&M, undefeated A&M.
at Missouri, backs against a wall, left for dead. They're like on, they're like roadkill, you know, on the side of the road. People are like, Missouri, they're over and done with. Hell, I don't think they are, Shane. I don't think they are. Just when you thought it's one of those where, like, you think you hit it, and you get out of your vehicle to be like, oh, did it mess up my vehicle? And next thing you know, you open that door, and it's crawling all over your face. Because Missouri, I think, is still alive. And this, someone asked us, Stephen and I, last night.
Yeah.
Best win in the SEC to date. You know, we mentioned A&M beating at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Alabama beating Georgia in Athens. Mentioned Ole Miss winning at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And I also said, you know, wild card, Mississippi State being Arizona State, just for what that was for them. That was huge.
Mm-hmm.
But I think all that has changed in a heartbeat, perhaps, if Missouri can be the first team to knock off A&M.
Yeah.
I think suddenly that may be the most impressive win to date, and it would sure as hell keep Missouri alive in the playoff. What's your thoughts on A&M at Missouri?
You know, it's funny. I thought about this going into this game. Like, if Mizzou does win, you think people are talking about Drink now as in their next coach, right? I feel like it would go through the damn roof if you knocked off an undefeated Texas A&M here. Now, if you lose, then maybe they ain't asking about your coach as much, you know? So I felt like this is another thing that could be in play going into this Saturday. This is a massive game because, like you said, if Mizzou's going to make – they're going to flirt with the college football playoffs, right? But are they going to make it? They can't. They have to. They have to win this one. Texas A&M, how do they play, right? They've got two mulligans here, and they still got South Carolina, Samford, and Texas that isn't playing the greatest football right now. I mean, they're finding ways to win, but still, it's not the greatest football. So I feel like A&M playing with a little house money. Maybe there's a guy that's a little banged up here or there that we sit out. Not saying we're sitting it out for Mizzou, just saying we don't have to have this game, even though I think they want it, right? I mean, wouldn't that say something? Second year coach Elko coming in here and going undefeated in the Southeastern Conference when we've had all these polls about who had the best hire, and I'm telling you, Elko was not at the top of any of these lists, but they will be at the end of this season. So I feel like there is a lot riding. And I will say this too. Eli Drinkwitz, we all know him. We all know the guy Eli is, right? And you know what Eli is? He takes everything personal. Everything. He may be listening right now. If I say something dumb, he'll say something later. You know, he'll tweet or DM and say, you know, some stupid shit to me. And that's fair. I get it. But when he got absolutely embarrassed down there in College Station last year, you better believe that this game is at the top of his list of ones he wants. And he did it with Tennessee. You remember that?
Yeah.
He did call them off, staying on business. I feel like it's going to be coming up in this one as well. So it's going to be a very, very personal game for Drink.
Sounds like he's in your living room having a fit in there. Oh, we hear him yelling.
Hey, shut up! Jesus. I'm doing a podcast!
Drink, quiet down in there. But how realistic is it with Matt Zoller's true freshman as the quarterback? Now, again, he looked really good against Vanderbilt, I thought. I know you thought something similar, but again, now we got some film on him. Now we know that's going to be the expectation. A&M has got a really good pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be critical in this football game. I'm very concerned about Missouri's defense having to corral Casey Concepcion, Mario Cravier and company.
Yeah.
That's a big mismatch. So yeah, I see reasons to be optimistic for both of these teams, really.
Absolutely. It's going to be fun. It's a shame that game day's not at this one. It's a real shame.
Where are they at?
Some other place, aren't they? Like Utah or Texas Tech or something? I don't know. Probably it's not going to be on ESPN, so, you know, probably can watch that game.
Yeah, I don't know. This is ABC, middle of the day, so I'll be able to watch it, thankfully. But
get my satellite out, you know?
Is there any concern, though? Because I don't know if you caught any of Coach Elko
Yeah.
Previewing this game, but they're asking him, hey, how much do you talk about the Heisman? How much are you talking about all these awards your players are going to get? Again, this, we're about to do the playoff reveal. They're going to be the highest ranked SEC team. Yeah. I mean, this is all new territory. It's fine for the fans to sit here and be like, we knew this was coming.
Yeah.
But it's another thing to have. I mean, the entire Elko career, they are the ones that have been hunting people.
Yeah.
Now they're going to be the hunted in this matchup. And, you know, how big of a challenge is that, you think, for A&M?
Right? I mean, it takes leadership. And I feel like that's one of the things that Texas A&M really has on this roster is good leadership. You can feel it. How they kind of shut the outside noise down at the beginning of the season, I think you use that as fuel in the middle of this season or to hell toward the end of it. And you're sitting there doing something that's not supposed to be done, right? Alabama's not undefeated. Georgia ain't undefeated. Texas ain't undefeated. You know who's undefeated? Little old Texas A&M. The old 8-4 joke Texas A&M sitting there doing something that nobody else can do. So I would use it as fuel as we're doing something special. This is a special season, and I feel like that's what's going to be ringing through that locker room. Not who's getting us there, but as a team, who's going to help us finish.
Which player do you think has to have a better game for Missouri, though? Matt Zollers, the freshman, or Ahmad Hardy, if they're going to pull the upset?
Zollers, without a doubt. They're going to make him win this game. And, you know, we got to see pretty good Matt Zollers. I mean, he made some dumb mistakes, right, with the Vanderbilt game. But I mean, kid's got an arm. You can't argue with that. And that's one thing that Bo, for some reason, decided not to use anymore. So I think that's very important because they're going to load the box. It will be absolutely stacked, bodies on bodies, to force Zollers to win this football game. And by God, if he gets a little chemistry downfield, they can do just that. So, he's a true freshman. Thank God this one's at home. You know what I'm saying? I saw a stat last time they had a true freshman start, 2015. The Golden Goose. You remember him, so.
Yeah, it'd be a completely different story.
Yeah.
If it was in College Station, Kyle Field there in College Station. I mean, that'd be a nightmare. How much, if any, does last year's game play into it where this was the infamous blanket game?
Yeah.
This was an ass-kicking.
Yeah.
It was 30 something to zero, wasn't it?
But it was bad. It was bad. The give up. Remember that? They kept showing the wide receivers giving up on the sideline. There was some bad officiating during this one as well. Right. So that's the personal side. That's the one that, you know, when I see Mizzou in under drink anyway, and maybe it's this, not so much just the Tennessee game, but it's like some of these, like the South Carolina games, they get a little bit more personal. And that's why I think it's important that it's this personal. You know, you've got the two losses, and honestly, you couldn't afford that second one. That was your A&M loss. That was your A&M get out of jail free card, and you squandered it there in Nashville. So you've got to get this one, and I guarantee you that whole locker room is going to be singing the same damn song when they hit the field, because this is a game not that they just want to win. They want to win big, right? This is one that if Mizzou does get up, and I'm not saying A&M, this is happening, but don't be surprised if there's a three score lead, Drink still has the ones out there because he makes it personal, you know?
A 3-score lead on mighty A&M?
I'm not saying it's going to happen, but if it does, it'll be one of those that he'll just keep the ones out there the entire game.
We might have to fire Elko if that happens.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun watching.
Does it? High-scoring game or low-scoring game, is there one where that's, you know, a path for Missouri to pull the upset? What style of game you think they want, a high-scoring game or a low-scoring game, or does it matter?
I think high-scoring favors Texas A&M. I think close, you know, then you're just looking for one or two good bounces. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But A&M has shown me that if you want to score, we'll score. You know, I mean, watch that Notre Dame game again. They have no. I mean, they've got plenty of talent to go toe to toe with you here.
Arkansas yeah, too.
Absolutely. So, low scoring games. Those are the ones that get a little squirrely. Ain't that right, Auburn? You know what I'm saying? There were some moments in that when Auburn had a chance to win. So, yeah. I think a low scoring game is that's the You know, I guess that would probably be the big one is Mizzou's defense making the A&M one dimensional if they can do that.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think of Marcel Reed getting a lot of pressure. Not a ton of it's coming to mind. Maybe Auburn a little bit.
Right.
But I think this is going to be the best pass rush he's seen to date.
Yeah.
Till Texas again, you know?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I think that's a great point, man. Well, I don't know what Sanford's bringing, but I haven't checked on them lately, but.
Well, I'll tell you, I know what this man's bringing. Steven up 5 more memberships.
Hell showing yeah.
Up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven up. Roll Tide.
Thank you.
Thank you, cuz.
Steven up. Trying to see who he... here we go. Drew Daisy, who gave us a donation on the last show.
Yeah.
Justin Fugate, Jet Lee, AJ, and Trip. You've all been gifted by Steven up.
Welcome to the family. Thank you, cuz.
Appreciate you.
He wants to talk Alabama. He said, get this A&M shit out of here.
Well, one last thing. AZ Superfan, my lock of the week. Cousin Mike kills a Tennessee legend bottle by Saturday. That might happen. That might happen. But, yeah, let's talk Bama and LSU, Shane. I mean, what a great rivalry this is. A little... I don't know. Is there any luster off this game now that Brian Kelly's out? Because, you know, I could see that kind of interim style. But really, I think it's probably a good thing because everything I'm hearing behind the scenes is, you know, Brian Kelly didn't know players' names.
Yeah.
He was, you know, not exactly a player's coach. We all know, we all seen the video, him yelling and screaming and going irate on the sidelines. If anything, I think that this is a classic interim bump. Yep. And a new play caller bump, perhaps. Then you got Alabama looking to win the SEC, looking to win the national championship, undefeated in conference play. You know, so again, this is not going to be by any means easy, and they value it as a rivalry as well. But the thoughts on Alabama hosting LSU?
Oh, man, I feel like LSU has nothing to lose, right? They don't. And you asked, does it have the same luster? No. It doesn't. This game used to mean everything in the West. This was, oh, for me, 9 times out of 10, it felt like this was the game that decided the West and who was going to make the SEC championship, who is potentially going to keep going on the BCS run or a college football playoff run. That's what usually is on this one. So LSU can ruin it, right? What? Let me ask you this. Can you pull up LSU's schedule? I'm not saying it happens, sir. Mike. I'm not saying it happens. What if they went out? Does LSU have a shot? I mean, because their 3 losses will be against top 15 teams. Would they have a shot for a college football play? Could this potentially be a 9-3?
No.
Even if Oklahoma wins out?
Well, Oklahoma can if they're beating them, right?
Well, I mean, Oklahoma doesn't lose a game till November 29th.
Gotcha. Okay. Well... All right, maybe now you're convincing me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because Bama, at Bama, that's a hell of a win.
Yeah.
Oklahoma would be, what, 9-3 themselves?
Yeah.
But then again, it would slightly devalue. Now Alabama's racking up. Alabama's out of the playoff all of a sudden. But,
right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It's risky. Here's where, now this isn't their fault, right? But what'll kill LSU?
Mm-hmm.
They really needed Clemson to be not dog shit. You know what I mean? Because if Clemson was like ACC champ and we're talking 9-3 with a win over them.
Yeah.
I think that's a different story. Now, of course, they screwed Carolina. They didn't care that they beat ACC champs, but
right.
I think that really would have helped them. I think LSU is done with the playoff. I really do.
All right. Just wondering. I still think it's going to be, I feel like Alabama has everything to lose in this game. Right. And this could be, you call, you called it trap weekend, but I don't know, man. I feel like if you drop this one, there's a shot that you lose either Oklahoma or Auburn on the road. So I don't feel like this is one of those that you can afford to lose here. This is one that you've got an interim coach. This is a game you have to get, in my opinion.
What would you like to see from LSU on offense now that it's going to be totally reworked, hopefully? Well, I mean, not totally. You can't really do a ton in over a bye week, but certainly we won't get in the same old, same old. Do we rely on Garrett Nussmeier? I mean, we've been calling for them to run the football for ages, and they've got talent at running back. I think, obviously, the problem is offensive line. So
right. How
do we go around solving that, if that makes any sense? What do you want to see from LSU's offense here?
I don't mind passing, right? But you have to get more creative, right? And can an interim coach do that? Will they do that? You know, I feel like you kind of want to stick to your strong suit, and almost, in my opinion right now, if you're going to ride this Nussmeier deal, let's let him play. What does he feel comfortable doing? You know, because sometimes I don't think that's what we're doing down there in LSU. So what does he feel comfortable with? Let's build off that. And you're right. Let's get some of this young talent, some of these young players in here, because God, they're super talented. Dude, LSU has got talent. That's why so many LSU fans are pissed off, because you look around and you're seeing like NFL talent being squandered. So let's get our playmakers the ball. So that's how you win, Mike. Just get your best players the football over and over again.
Right. And then how about, do you think this is the perfect spot perhaps for Alabama? Because what are the narratives, Shane? It's all LSU, interim this, interim that. Oh, man, have you seen A&M play? God, they're good. You know what I mean? Like in the rankings, have to imagine, as they should be, A&M will be ranked higher than Alabama. Again, this is for one time. I'm not saying like Bama's discounted, but in a weird way, they're kind of being overlooked in this whole. Like, what if they come out here and absolutely wallop LSU just like A&M just did, where it's a 50 to 20 win or whatever?
Yeah.
What are we looking at Alabama at that? You know, how much more can they get, even more respect? I personally think they can.
No, A&M, I mean, Alabama keeps coming up. When you ask somebody, just a Joe Blow, who the best team in the SEC is right now, you'd be surprised how many people don't say A&M. Most people will tell you Alabama, and they're sold because they've seen great games by Ty Simpson. They've seen, you know, Alabama and marquee games like Georgia and Tennessee, you know, and I feel like A&M still trying to earn a little bit more of that respect. But if you were to poll, you know, some of these, just, I'm just talking not diehard on that SEC podcast comment section, you know, these guys watch football, but I'm just saying, I'm out and about and I'm talking to someone about sports. They usually mention Alabama being the best, you know?
Right.
And does that narrative shake, or does it just get reconfirmed after you beat an LSU football team? Because again, I feel like the voters, which they're meeting right now, right? They got their – I saw them dropping their hats off the other day, you know? So they've got time to watch all these games, you know? But I guarantee you they're going to have Alabama pretty damn high on this ranking.
Mm-hmm. And we still probably have Ty Simpson, right, as a big-time Heisman contender. Games like this will kind of dictate, don't you think, whether – I think there'll be a lot of people that watch this, not specifically just the LSU game, but these are the ones where you can maybe not win it because LSU's not what we thought they were going to be this year.
Yeah.
But the primetime ABC, he could lose it, or, you know, he could just continue to gain steam. Maybe that's a better way to say it. If he has a big performance, is there pressure on Ty Simpson to keep it up?
Yeah. You know, it's funny because it feels like this is the time when people are starting to get their votes in, right?
Yeah.
You know, so this week, next week, they're pivotal for these it's mainly these quarterbacks that are on the bubble for a Heisman race. You know, I mean, everybody's crowning Indiana and Ohio State, but all that goes right out the window if Ty Simpson has a 5-touchdown top date. You know, so not saying it happens, but you're going against a team that doesn't give that type of offense, and so yeah, I feel like you could absolutely win the Heisman this weekend.
JR, he's gave us a final ruling. Shane Bama's better than A&M.
Settled.
He's a Georgia guy, so
yeah,
his vote counts.
I always look to Mike's power rankings. So where do you got?
I got A&M one, Bama two.
I was asked today who I thought I got A&M one right now. I mean, hell, they're undefeated. They got to lose one before I can just say, hey, they're not there.
Who asked you that? Are you on another show? Man, you're blowing up.
I know. I'm Mizzou. I was up doing some Mizzou talking.
Oh, wow.
Getting them fired up for them A&M.
Well, I can tell you how else you can get them fired up, Shane.
How's that?
By checking out Ridge.com. I got my Ridge right here, Shane. I got my cards here. You can put your money. See, I don't have money, but money goes right here. This is a hell of a product. This is a lifetime guaranteed. Go check them out over at Ridge.com. And that promo code, buddy, SEC, they got you covered. I'm trying to look at my notes here. Well, I should have been a little bit more prepared. But the promo code, Shane, is old SEC over at Ridge.com.
These things are, I mean, this is a perfect, listen, perfect Christmas gift. You ever play that game, Mike, where you, like, steal each other's gifts and stuff?
White Elephant, it's called.
This is that what they're calling it this day?
Yeah.
This bastard last year was stolen three times. We expire, like, after three, you can't steal it no more. So, you want to be popular? Bring the Ridge. If you don't, if you're like, I don't care about Christmas or the kids, then don't worry about it. Don't get it.
Yeah, if you don't care about people, don't do this. Yeah, but if you do.
Yeah, if you love your children and your parents, be sure to get this.
Ridge.com, promo code SEC for 10% off. And if you love yourself like you should.
Dirty Sand is what it's called.
Huel. Go check out Huel, Shane. Huel.com, different promo code. It's on the screen there. That SEC. So it's Huel.com/that SEC. 15% off, Shane.
Yeah.
This is a complete meal replacement shake.
What?
We're trying to get fit for the holidays, right?
Yeah.
Go check them out. Huel.com/that SEC. 15% off. All the vitamins and nutrients you need, Shane. 27 of them.
Damn.
That's how many championships Auburn claimed over the offseason. 35 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, no sugar added. It's if you total it up, you're paying less than $5 a meal.
Yeah.
That's cheaper than the dollar menu is what I'm told. So go check them out, Huel.com/that SEC. Get 15% off your full order.
Told Mike, I said, I'm going on a 40-nugget diet, McDonald's. It's 2,000 calories. Can't go wrong with it. He said, pump the brakes. I'm sending you some Yule. As soon as you get this, you'll change your mind. And once I got it, it's like, well, now that I'm healthy, I guess I can't do that.
And old Marler, he called it Huel Freeze, so that's what I'm calling it from now on.
Oh, the Huel Freeze. I like it.
All right. People may think I'm full of it, Shane.
Yeah.
Which I might be. But I am so fired up. I think this is the biggest trap game of them all. Give me, not that one, Georgia at Mississippi State, Shane. Georgia, the cardiac kids, top five. We'll see where they are in the playoff rankings here in a bit, but they'll be up there. And we got Mississippi State, which you could argue, you know, they're like literally three or four plays away from being 8-1 and being top five in the country themselves. Now, I don't think they're top five or anything like that. But the point being, Shane, they're in every damn game. They are going to be in this game. It's a home game. It's an early one. And what they do well, Georgia's not great against the pass. I'm just saying, I think this is a tricky, tricky game. Do you agree with me or am I full of it?
No. You're what's the spread on this one?
It's all the way down to 6, I think. Or, no, 6.5, 7.
Yeah, just think about the last time there was Florida gave them a scare. So Now, you better damn believe that Mississippi State can win this game, Mike. And you were correct. The Tennessee game, the Texas game, the Florida game, if those were all wins, we'd be singing a different tune. Hell, this may be game day. You know what I'm saying? A one-loss Mississippi State team to a Texas A&M, the only undefeated team in the Southeastern Conference.
Right.
We would be singing a different tune here. So, yes, this is a football team that can put points on the board. They do just enough on defense to make you nervous, and Georgia can – I like to think that this is the game you were thinking of when you came up with the show topic.
Yeah, I mean, it may have been. And again, you mentioned A&M whooped them.
Yeah.
A&M's been whooping a lot of people.
Yep.
But as I recall, what A&M and actually, remember, that game was actually, I think it was like 7-3 at halftime. We did the watch party. It was a fourth quarter whooping. But how they really got after Mississippi State was the pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia can't get at, for whatever reason, they can't get to the passer this year.
Yeah.
So, again, even Mississippi State's weaknesses, I don't know that Georgia can exploit them. So, I don't know. And again, we got this huge epic showdown with Texas. Uh-huh. A little look ahead, perhaps.
Uh-oh.
Rivalry we just had. I don't know, man. And I love the fact State's got two quarterbacks now. I love this Kamario Taylor, this true freshman. I think he's our future. I kind of wish we just turned the keys over to him. But, hey, Blake Shapen, he won us a game last week, so we can't – maybe that's unfair to him. We can't totally dismiss him. They can run the football. This is a type of game, Shane, where it's kind of – this is how you really take your program to the next level and you're a legitimate SEC team if you can beat a Georgia, which so very few can do. But I don't know. I'm saying there's a lot on the line here. You know what?
Yeah, nobody's really – it's funny. They got the SEC win, but did they? Right. An Arkansas team, it doesn't have an SEC win either, and you had to come back. So, yeah, I can't really give you the bump that you deserve there, but I feel like this one, boy, you talk about getting a pay raise, a pay bump right here, man. If you can get a win with Georgia, then all of a sudden, yeah, Jeff Levy starts making them shortlist again, right? You know, hey, he'd be really good down here at Auburn. So you want your coach hunted for, you know? That means you're starting to have success. So they're this close. It's just getting over the hump, and I feel like this could be one that would be monumental for them dogs.
Now, well, what about the other dogs, though, Shane? If, and this is a huge if, because I don't know that I've seen it outside of maybe Kentucky, but if there comes a time where Georgia puts it all together and they play like they do in the fourth quarter for all these damn games, if they could do that for four quarters, they could absolutely blow the doors off Mississippi State. I believe that too, don't you?
And we've not had that, right? We've not had it in ever since week one, right?
That's the problem. When we're week 11...
Yeah.
And we haven't seen it. At what point is that not in there, you know?
And that's why, you know, I feel like Georgia's kind of on that slippery slope where you want people to fear the logo. You know, we've talked about this in the offseason. And, you know, there for a long time, you saw Alabama, you saw like Crimson Tide. You're just like, golly, you know, I hope we keep it close, right? But now, every time somebody says Georgia, I swear, everybody I talk to are like, well, they're not the same Georgia. That's what I keep hearing, Mike, over and over again. Well, this is a Georgia could be got. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like they need to come out here and play some damn bully ball and punch Mississippi State in the mouth and don't even leave that room. Like, Georgia's all the way back. Georgia should be the when people talk about who's the best team in the SEC, Georgia should be the first team that comes to their mouth. And they can't have that if we're playing close to every fucking team that we play, you know? Sorry, Mom. Didn't mean to say that.
All day, Trey. How about this? We've been saving the pass rush for Texas in the postseason. Maybe that's it. You know what?
That's right. Maybe that's it.
Hey, Drew Deasy. I told you, Shane, he's a donator. We appreciate Deasy. You, Drew. Looking back at y'all's preseason expectations, what's been the biggest shock of the SEC season so far? And do you think the wildest twists are still to come?
I think LSU was mine. LSU.
I tried to warn you, buddy.
The fact they fired the coach, you know. I was going in to this season saying – if they can get just enough on defense, they're going to win a lot of games. And not only did they just get enough, they've been fantastic up to the certain point. The offense is just an absolute train wreck. I can't believe the offense took that big of a step back.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't say Vanderbilt as well, because you were very down on Vanderbilt.
That's fair. That's fair. But, yeah, I see Tim over there. I said I was bad about Ole Miss, too.
Oh, yeah. No, that's probably number one for me.
Yeah.
But if – now, he said SEC season. The biggest shock of the entire year, though, to me, was Alabama getting their ass whooped at Florida State.
Oh,
especially after how much I hyped them up. But now, maybe that's not what he's – because, again, he's saying SEC season. But I think the bigger one
– yeah.
And this is not necessarily team-specific, but I was completely dead wrong on a lot of these quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Lagway, of course, you know, we tried to – they didn't want to listen, Shane. But we tried to get the warning red flags out there that he was injured. Yeah. That I think that played a huge role. But Lenore Sellers –
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know that's all on him, but he's been very, very poor.
On the opposite side, Trinidad, never even heard of the guy. Like, did enough research to even care who he was, and now he's playing out of his damn mind. So that one is talk about biggest surprise, probably Trinidad for me.
The only thing I had heard, Shane, about old Trinidad was the coaches believed – if they had to use him in like a pinch, that he would be serviceable. That's literally the only thing I had heard talking to everybody. That was it. And he may win a damn Heisman.
God, that's what they say about me, right? That's like when Paul Feinbaum's seeing what guests are going to bring on. Well, in a pinch, we can bring that guy on. But
and how about the last part of this?
Yeah.
Do you think the wildest twists are still to come?
I mean, 2025 has been so nuts that I don't think we've seen crazy yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have an idea of who we think is going to make the playoffs. We have an idea who may be, you know, on that stage for the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
I don't think you can say that, truthfully. And that's why I don't think any votes should be allowed to come in right now, because at the end of this month, I think we may be singing a different tune. There's not, in my opinion, been a Heisman moment yet from anybody really. I've not seen it.
All right. I was just going to say this.
Yeah.
I think I agree with you. I think the biggest twists are yet to come.
Yeah.
But if I could predict them, they wouldn't really be twists, right?
Right.
But I'll try anyway. I think we're going to get some wild twists that nobody sees coming.
Like coaching carousel?
Like Kirby to Auburn, or, you know, I mean, that ain't happening, but something stupid like that, you were like, what? You know?
Yeah, no, I like it.
Mark Stoops to Auburn. You know?
I got sent a message today, Gundy's going to LSU. I was like, what? That's the craziest thing I heard of.
He'd probably agree to that stupid contract, incentive based.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't he? And I mean, seriously.
Hey, no. Shout out Sam gave us a donation. You think there's any regret from Michael Van Buren for transfer to LSU from State since Brian Kelly got fired?
Yeah. Why wouldn't there be? And the fact that Nuss has been playing terrible and hasn't been given a shot. You know, I would imagine that you would have seen a little more, because Van Buren played fantastic at times last season with Mississippi State, and it blows my mind for how bad Nuss has been that they've not at least let him do a couple of series, or at least one game.
I don't know. I think Nuss, he adds so much that we don't see to the game with protections, with helping the team. I mean, he's like a coach on the field.
Yeah.
I don't think you could take him out. I really don't. Just like I can't take out Just Jared. Speaking of LSU, appreciate you. He gifted JD.
Thank you, cuz.
Welcome to the family. All right. How about this one, Shane?
Yeah.
Speaking of fired.
Auburn on the road at Vanderbilt, Shane. And I kind of joke, but not really. I mean, I think they're going to get an interim bump. Get rid of that damn dead weight over there. And now we got DJ Durkin running the show. We got Diego Pavia and company limping into this one. Vanderbilt playing for their playoff lives. DJ and company fighting for their jobs. This is an interesting game, Shane. If Auburn can muster some offense, I think this is a dangerous team. Mm.
Now, I love
Auburn now. You know what?
I was going to say, now that you freeze it there, Mike's all in. Man, you're right. We always do this. We always wonder, like, now that we've got an interim coach, what if? What if they absolutely love DJ and they're gonna play one for? But I thought about Cadillac. You know, Cadillac didn't win his first game. He won the second one, Texas A&M, but did not win the first one. So is there going to be a little bump in this one? Possibly. But more importantly, is there going to be a little look ahead for Vanderbilt? Because Vanderbilt is now at a spot where they cannot afford any losses. And if you're looking at their schedule, are you worried about Auburn? Or are you worried about Tennessee at the end of the year? You know, because right. I feel like if I'm a Vandy fan or if I'm Diego Pavia and I just got out of hot yoga, I'm going to say, hey, we're going to kill these next two home games. And by God, we're going to whoop Tennessee on the road. State champs. That's what I'm looking at. And I'm not saying there's a 2-week look ahead or anything like that, but I'm just saying.
Sounds like you are.
I don't think they're afraid of Auburn, and they should be.
Yeah. Well, you know, Clark Lee admitted, you know, maybe a little bit too cocky coming into the Texas game.
Yeah.
They weren't playing their game, and then they got to it late. But Vanderbilt really petered out, Shane. Leaky D. Last year, you know, they didn't have quite the roster. And by the end of the year, they were a shell of themselves. I'm a little concerned that could be happening again.
Yeah.
Now that the losses are racking up a little bit. But again, you lost Alabama, you know, top five. You lost to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Arguably a top five roster, top one NIL, perhaps. So, again, were you expected to beat those teams? I don't think they were, and everything's still out in front of them. But you're right. You gotta not be thinking, hey, we can make the playoff. You got to worry about damn Auburn. I think it's obviously a lot better that you're getting it at home. But this is a tricky, tricky game because Auburn's defense against Vanderbilt offense, that's a hell of a matchup. And, you know, I'm just trying to think if Auburn can muster any kind of offense, and I'm not sure that they can, given the last couple weeks, but if they can generate any, like if they can get to 17 points,
yeah,
I think they can win this game.
Ooh, 17 points, huh?
But hell, I mean, how often do they do that, you know? I'm looking at SEC. They do it. Well, more than 17. They've only done it once.
I tell you, man, the thing is, low scoring. Like, yeah. I know Auburn's going to keep this low scoring, and I know Vanderbilt wants to keep it low scoring, but, who do you have confidence? Diego Pavia or who? You know, I mean,
right.
I don't Pavia. Even know. Yeah, I don't even know. Like, are they even going to have a quarterback? Just go Wildcat at this point, right? Just put Cobb back here and let him run.
Put Cam Coleman back here.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know, man. I'm a little torn just because even though Hugh Freeze is gone and that's one less person in the headset trying to play call here, I have confidence on the offensive side? And I really don't. Not right now, but I do in this defense. More for me is the look ahead. Don't get cocky. Don't get your egos in the way, because if Vanderbilt does that, then sayonara, college football playoffs. You missed it.
Right. All right. How about this one, Shane? We got Florida at Kentucky. Interim bowl here. Kentucky getting some momentum. Just won a game for the first time in the conference. Then you got Florida. Ooh, lost a tough rivalry. You know, they could beat their ass off every week, but they go win one, lose one, win one, lose one. Hey, if they stick to the pattern, they'll win this one. What's your thoughts on now? This is a big game, I think, for Stoops. Stoops, they can still make a bowl game. They are not making a bowl game if they don't win this one. And Florida, they can make a bowl game too. So this is kind of the bowl game bowl.
Do this fan base even know YouTube's having a conflict right now? Oh, man. You know, this game used to be so fun, man. This is used to be one of my favorite games, and I hate that it's at this point, but it's going to be tough for me to get excited about this one, just like I'm sure it will the fans. Like you said, we're fighting for a bowl game. The most important thing that I think could come out of Florida for me is seeing some more of that young talent that's there.
Yeah.
You know, letting some of them kids play. Same thing with Kentucky. They've got a few that are limited roles. I feel like at this point, let's let them loose. Let's let these kids loose. We'll sell the future of the program. And it's going to be a tough one. Tough watch here.
And Roush, we had the Roush hour early. I didn't even think about this. Shout out to James, the weatherman. He'll give us an update. But, you know, this is the latest they've played up here in Kentucky in a long time.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be very, very cold. Them Gators, Shane, they don't like the cold. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if Kentucky can jump on them.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure they can because they don't have much of an offense themselves. And Florida's got a really good defense. But, you know, is there any quit in the Gators? If they get down a score or two, I could see it. You know what? Couldn't you?
I could. But I didn't see it last week with Georgia, you know? So
But that's like their diehard rival. You know what I mean?
I know.
Here, and then you lose it close.
I say one positive thing and it gets shot back down. So, I don't think that, I don't know, give up's the word. There's kids are fighting for some stuff here. There's some kids that are going to get drafted at the end of the year, you know, and you still want to put that on tape, right? Some may be fighting for an NIL spot somewhere, transfer portal, I don't know, but they're getting some tape out there. So I don't think there's any give up because these are their brothers. They've been together, you know, for over a year now, at least some of them longer. So I feel like there's still going to be some fight in this in both of these teams.
Yeah, them Gators fighting for a NIL spot.
Yeah. See, you got to get that money, you know?
No, I hear you. And then last one, how about mighty Ole Miss, Shane, playing the Citadel? Ugh. This ain't cupcake week. It's not supposed to be, but for some reason it is. Steven told me the Citadel, they're on a heater, Shane, and they run the triple option. The tricky, tricky game for Ole Miss, who sleptwalked through Washington State, sleptwalked through some of this Carolina game. Is this a Lane Whiffen classic here?
Wouldn't that be funny? I mean, when you start seeing, you're like, who the hell scheduled these guys, right? And isn't that the infamous Saban? He ran through us like a shit through a tin horn or whatever he called right. it, you know? Triple option's a tough one. That's a tough, tough one to study for because you don't prepare for it up until this week, you know? And obviously, talent-wise, Ole Miss should be fine, but there's going to be a moment probably or two in this game you're like very frustrated. You want to throw something at your TV because your team's not playing like they used to. So just be patient, but I think Ole Miss will be fine here. I want them to be. That's the one thing. Ole Miss has one of them shitty bye weeks, right?
Right.
This is a perfect opportunity to get some health and some rest. So this is a game that really needs to be at hand by the third quarter because, you know, they have to go so long without going in that Florida game, which they lost last year. I feel like rest and getting your team healthy is pivotal.
Right, and it's, you know, this is hopefully, a game where you get, like, the backups.
Yep.
A half of football, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe we'll put Austin back in there, see what he's doing.
I'm trying to see, Shane, if there's an illegal stream, and there does not appear to be. Oh, wait, maybe there is. No. Of this college football playoff because hey, I don't support this activity, this illegal activity.
Yeah,
but they have driven me here, Shane, because I don't know how else to watch this damn thing. You know what?
I know. And somebody said you could do the sling for a day, but I'm not doing it
for this.
I'll do it on Saturday, but not for the playoffs. I mean, even though I like seeing it, ESPN, you're making me do it. You're making me do it.
Vols GBO says you got him excited over hot yoga.
I don't really understand. I mean, I guess I see what yoga. So all it is that is it just a turn the temperature up in the room or something? That's what I imagine hot yoga is.
Right. It's just like any activity where if you're doing it and it's hot in there, you're going to, it's just harder on your body works harder. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's just like mowing the lawn or mowing the lawn in 120 degrees. You know, it's like,
yeah,
good luck. You know what Maybe I mean?
Hot yoga is different in Nashville. I'd imagine it's
pretty bad in East
Tennessee, you know? I don't know. I was at the Dollar G, and if half of us was in the sweaty class, I don't know if it turned out too well.
Well, it's nothing but women in there.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's why you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's why he's going.
No, I missed that one, Mike. I'm in the golf phase now.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what I do when I'm out there. I'm like, I wish I could go back and tell 20-year-old Shane to take up golf. Hell, 12-year-old Shane, you know? Like, you're going to – 5'11 is as tall as you're getting. Give up on your football dreams. It's not happening. Not that golf would have, but at least I'd be better right now.
Yeah.
Can't find it.
No illegal streams, but what we can do, they'll just release it on Twitter here the moment they do it, right?
I don't know. They got to tell some fucking story, and then
maybe they could tell us in the comments how far along they are. They'd love to see you play pickleball. Have you ever played pickleball?
No, but I've seen them. I was on a tennis team. Do you know that? 3 years tennis team.
Get out of here!
I shit you not. Actually, it started.
Were you
off
a sub or a starter?
I got to play. I got to play on doubles, never singles. And basically,
makes sense.
And it was so funny because what happened was, like, in our high school, you had baseball, you had tryouts, basketball, you had tryouts, golf, you had tryouts, tennis, you just showed up because nobody tried out. They just needed warm bodies, right? So we got done with football. Some of the guys, mainly the offensive linemen, were like, hey, let's play tennis. I was like, nah. I was like, no, you'll love it. You'll love it. So we went out there and, man, I fell in love with it. I cussed more playing tennis in 3 years than I did football 12 years, right? You barely get one out. You hit one in the net. I got in so much trouble because they hear you, you know? It's not like if I say shit, you know, you're going to say, no more, sir. But it was so funny when we'd roll up, and here we are, these big fat bastards coming in, and there's these little band guys over there with their tennis racket, and they're just like, oh, my God. You know, he's standing at the net. So
Liquid says tennis is as infuriating as golf.
It truly is. But I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. Then it went to I did some racquetball in college as you know how you had to get some of those extras in?
Mm-hmm.
So that was, I think eventually that was the only class I was doing was racquetball. I gave up on the others because they were too complex. Like, they wanted me to turn stuff in. Like, what? Yeah, so then pickleball came out too late in life. I'm already into golf now, but...
Okay, you can't do both? That's just too many activities?
I ain't got time. I got to get better at one thing, you know, so...
I got you.
That's extra time that I could be spending at the driving range or whatever. I wonder if you could do it from their app. Can you do it from their app?
I could certainly try.
Because I'm not seeing it. Surely somebody's illegally streaming this.
I tried to find it, but maybe someone can pass it along in the comments.
Not that we
condone it.
Yeah. Playoff reveal. I guess that would be.
I mean, it's all I found was idiots like us doing the same thing, trying to watch it.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. This guy's talking.
That's all it is. All right, here we go. It is live, but they're just bullshitting right now. All right, I got it on my iPad. Hey, they're saying you would be an elite hockey goalie. Have you ever considered that?
Wait, I think I think I got it here. Is it on CBS?
No.
No.
It's Greg McElroy. He wouldn't be. I'm watching him right now.
Is Greg's face is what I'm looking for?
Yes, and it says exclusively on ESPN here. Now it's Reese Davis, Boog, and Joey Galloway. That's what you should be seeing if you're watching live.
Hmm.
On ESPN.
Oh, it's on ESPN.
Yes, sir. I didn't know if you had access to that.
Oh, no. Like, you're talking about on TV?
The television channel known as ESPN.
No, I'm blocked out, man. Okay. Yeah. I went to their YouTube channel. I was seeing if I could get it there.
Yeah.
I'm no, such a grumpy old man. They're I not just...
See, if they did that, then people wouldn't pay for the
no, I
television.
Get it.
You know what I mean?
I totally get it. I get what they're doing. Communist bastards. Let's see here.
And now they're explaining how playoff... I mean, I don't know. Can't they do this after they reveal it?
Yeah. Absolutely can.
Read this comment from Austin. Can you read it?
Oh, shit. McElroy still sounds like someone getting their nut stepped on.
Tony says he'll send you the password so you can watch it. Maybe I just hold it up to the screen so you can watch too.
Yeah, we'll probably get pulled down.
Yeah. Oh, here you go, Shane. Playoff reveal. Number 25, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Pitt, number 24.
Okay. What?
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is crazy.
Pitt above Tennessee.
Wait, who's 25?
Tennessee.
Man, barely hanging on. You know.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So they're in there so that Georgia and Alabama and Oklahoma can claim a playoff top 25 win.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's how they do it. That's how they do this. Washington 23. Good night. What? Tennessee, Washington on a neutral field. Who are you taking, Shane?
Tennessee.
Yeah, come on. This is stupid.
I don't know. Maybe Washington.
22, Mizzou. God, no love for Mizzou.
Damn. If Mizzou wins out, do they even get in? I mean,
it's questionable based on this damn rankings.
No, that's pretty dumb.
21, Michigan.
What?
I'll tell you, Oklahoma's going to rank pretty high now because they got a win over Michigan. They got a win over Tennessee. They're going to be pretty high up these rankings, if I had to guess. How does it feel to be? At least you're ranked, though, right?
Yeah, at least you're ranked. That is correct.
So Tennessee, as long as they don't lose another game, they'll be ranked the whole rest of the way.
Yeah, yeah.
See, there's something to be positive about.
Oh, yeah.
Iowa's number 20. Get the hell out of here with that.
No, they're always a fun bowl game. Right?
It's always Kentucky versus Iowa. Or this year it'll be Florida.
Their teams always look the same, you know. They still got that fast kick returner, you know.
JP, he notes Tennessee's the only three-loss team that's ranked.
Oh, well, that's a good point.
A little bit of love there for them Vols.
Still can't believe they lost to Oklahoma.
They are, okay, number 19, Southern Cal.
Yeah?
This is ridiculous.
Nah.
These teams are garbage.
Get that shit out of here.
Look at what Tony says. Iowa better than the Vols.
Idiots.
I agree.
This is your committee. This is important. This can, I know we joke about it, but this first selection is very important because it shows you what they're thinking, right? And if we see a lot of SEC teams we thought were in the playoffs, like Mizzou,
yeah,
they're way down here. That's disheartening because how are we going to put any 9-3 SEC teams in right now? We're not, based off this already.
Number 18, Miami.
Yeah, how many losses they got?
Two. 17. They just revealed Georgia Tech. 8-1. But what's interesting, Shane, they got Miami. We haven't done Notre Dame yet. Notre Dame's got two losses. Miami beat Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Biased. Just saying. 16 Vanderbilt. Man, they took a tumble here. 16 Vanderbilt.
What? How many losses does Vanderbilt have? Two?
Two. Louisville is number 15.
Yeah.
They're 7-1. They beat Miami.
Yeah.
That was like a week or two ago, I think. Virginia, 14. They're 8-1. They'd be about 2-8 in the SEC. Virginia, Shane. Good God.
So stupid. We're going off rankings. We're doing off wins and losses, just like we did last season.
Yeah.
I can't believe Sankey agreed to nine games. Jesus.
Utah, 7-2. They're number 13.
7-2, and they're number 13. Two-loss Utah is better than two-loss Vanderbilt, two-loss Mizzou.
Mm-mm-mm. Don't like that.
Who have they even beaten? I'm going over here at ESPN and look at this thing.
I know they lost to BYU.
Yeah, but what's their wins?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
No one good.
I guarantee it. I'm going to tell you here in a minute.
Number 12, Oklahoma, Shane. So we just watched Oklahoma, Tennessee.
Yeah.
They got Oklahoma 12. They got Tennessee 25. I mean, credit where credit's due, right? I picked Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Are they 13 spots better than Tennessee?
No.
I mean, they're basically the same team. Yes. Texas is 11. So Texas 11, Oklahoma 12, both 7-2.
They don't watch these games, Mike. They don't watch them. They got YouTube TV as well.
Maybe they missed it.
Yeah. Utah has one ranked win against Arizona State.
Oh, quality.
And Cincinnati.
And I don't think either one of those teams is ranked in the playoff poll.
Nope, but there are two losses. They've got one West. No, let's see. No, they beat West Virginia. Texas Tech beat them by 24. And
here we go. Notre Dame's number 10. So they lost to Miami. They're eight spots ahead of them. But that is really good for A&M, though.
Yeah,
because you beat them at. You have a win over number 10 at number 10. That's really good for A&M.
Yeah.
But bad for America. Right? I mean, what are we doing here? Same record they played. Miami beat them.
And you, just back on Utah, they got to beat Baylor, Kansas State, and Kansas, and they're in. Damn, that's it.
What a gauntlet.
Jeez. Mizzou didn't get any credit for that Kansas win.
Who has Notre Dame beaten? Do they have a ranked win?
Wait, what is their ranking?
Number 10.
Jesus.
Oregon, number 9.
They got beat by Miami and Texas A&M.
Right. But did they have any good wins?
I'm sure they made one up. I'm getting on. I'm trying to keep up with it here. Notre Dame, under Juggernaut.
There's a lot of SEC teams missing. We're in the top eight.
They got a big game against Navy. 7-1, Navy.
They're all saying Southern Cal, like we were supposed to be impressed with that. That doesn't impress me. Does it impress you, Shane, that Notre Dame beat Southern Cal?
No. They beat Arkansas. That was a good one.
They beat Arkansas and Southern. That's a top 10 team right there.
Oh, yeah. They beat USC by 10. That's the one.
Texas Tech is 8.
You remember Bob I was telling you about? He hates Notre Dame with a passion. It drove him nuts that these guys, they could do whatever. They don't have a conference championship, nothing.
Okay, Shane, you're 1,000% right. They're just looking at rankings.
Yes.
BYU's 8-0. They're number 7 in the country.
Yep. That's it.
Line up BYU and Texas. How about Texas winning by 3 touchdowns? Or Oklahoma or Tennessee.
Hell, BYU and Mississippi State be a hell of a game. Wouldn't it?
We got Ole Miss number 6. That's a good ranking for them. 8-1. Maybe it could be a little bit higher, but at least we gave them better than BYU.
This is the same bullshit that we went through last year, Mike. And then we get blowouts in the college football playoffs.
Yeah.
And it comes down to 2 or 3 good teams. That's it. SEC teams are going to get left out. And that's what, like, here, this is why we have a playoff shade.
Georgia, number 5.
The problem I have with this, Brian, is there are going to be teams left out because of teams like Utah and BYU and blah, 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 enter ABC. You know, teams like maybe a Texas, maybe an Oklahoma.
Oh, wait, right here, Shane, we're doing a reveal here. A&M 3, Bama 4, Georgia 5. So SEC. So that's a good. So that means Ohio State and Indiana will be 1 and 2. Who cares about them?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm an SEC homer, and I feel like there should always be more SEC teams in. But it is what it is. It is what it is.
That is pretty stupid, though. BYU number 7, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, we need matchups regular season. I feel like that's what we should do, Mike, is we should take some of these teams that are in the playoffs and put them, like, that'd be our one non-conference game next year. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Utah and Alabama. Let's see how that plays out.
I'm tweeting what you said because that was so funny.
What was that?
BYU number 7, you're like, hell, Mississippi State beat them. Oh, God. Yeah, what a joke that is.
What would be the line on that game? Probably BYU 3.5.
Yeah, 3.5, something stupid like that.
Exactly. But, all right, say it's somebody that's below them. Let's say Mizzou and BYU. Neutral field.
Yeah, Missouri definitely favored.
Yeah, probably like 7-8, somewhere around there, you think?
Yeah. I mean, it's just so dumb, you know what?
I know. But, hey, they got killer hats, right? They got some sweet-ass hats.
All right, so real quick, recap it. Ohio State 1, Indiana 2, A&M 3, Bama 4, Georgia 5, Ole Miss 6, BYU 7, Texas Tech 8, Oregon 9, Notre Dame 10, Texas 11, Oklahoma 12, Utah 13, Virginia 14, Louisville 15, and then 16, Vanderbilt. I mean, Vanderbilt beat the shit out of a lot of these teams. Georgia Tech 17, Miami 18, Southern Cal 19, Iowa 20, Michigan 21, Mizzou 22, Washington 23, Pitt 24, and Tennessee number 25. Mm-mm-mm.
Yep, there it is. That's why we're not paying. That's why we ain't paying. Illegally streaming this shit. Just kidding. I'm slinging it Saturday.
All right. Anything else, brother, before we hop off here?
No. It was always good to catch up with you. Tomorrow, mailbag, right?
Yeah, mailbag.
So, we'll official cousins. Yeah.
Steven with his predictions. And I'm dropping an interview. It's going to be a really good interview. We already recorded it. So we'll have 3 shows dropping on the channel tomorrow. So subscribe, like, share, do all that jazz. Really helps us out. Doesn't cost you a thing. And why not? You know what?
Yeah. Just hit the thumbs up. It's like Stephen Up says. Enjoy the cousins. Hit that thumbs up on your way out. Today's shout outs are going to go to Brian Jordan, Cousin JR, Trey Drawdy, Shin, Stephen Up, Just Jared, Drew Deasy, and Sam G 789. And of course, thank you, JP, for putting that list together. Thank you. Thank you so much for everybody hanging out. Please hit the thumbs up. We will see you tomorrow. Get those questions in.
Lots of food questions.
Yes. Load them up.
Less ranking questions.
Yeah.
But all right, that's going to do it for this episode. We'll catch you on the next one.
All right, see you guys. Go Vols.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.